The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, welcome to today's program. It's Tuesday. My name is Barbara, and this is the Speak Up Table, and we are honoring our veterans today. Here to help us is Tom Lindley. He's a veteran himself, and he is with Bonner County Veterans Services. He is the Bonner County Veterans Services officer. Do I have that title even close to right?
It's pretty close.
All right, well, we'll straighten that out in just a little bit. He is going to bring us up to date in the areas of veteran services available, importantly, how you can access them, what forms and applications you have to fill out, and figure out what the government is requiring. Also with us is Marine veteran Dante Rumor is here to talk about his service and, more importantly, his current work in what I'm looking at, the healing power of jujitsu. It's called mental health jujitsu. Okay, all that and more right after these messages.
Bondo, you need Bondo.
Bondo fixed the car so you can drive him home.
A Crown Victoria.
Never seen a car with so much chrome.
I took it into Anderson's. Expert paint job, shine like the sun.
Woman now thinks that I am number one.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-976-8524. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-976-8524. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-976-8524. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-976-8524. 800-976-8524.
Paid for by BCI Acrylic.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. Say hello and welcome to both Tom Lindley and Dante Rumor. Thanks, guys, for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
It's an honor.
And I'll probably say this more than once, but thank you sincerely for your service in our American military. You know, I'm free to talk on the radio because of all the men and women that have served through all of the years in our military to keep us free and keep us safe. Thank you. All right, Tom, I'm going to start with you. And what I would like to know, first of all, is you're new in Bonner County Veteran Services. What is your exact title, and when did you begin?
I started the end of July as Brian Holt, the previous director of Veteran Services, transitioned to another career. He's a busy man, and he was a wonderful man, or is a wonderful man.
Yes, I had him on the radio a lot.
I do have big shoes to fill, and I think I'm pouring myself into them quite nicely. So.
Excellent. And what drew you to this job? I mean, how did you get hooked up into being the Director of Veteran Services for Bonner County?
So the last year or so, I've been actually contemplating what I enjoyed about my service the most, and that was actually helping people, you know, just helping them. I jokingly said helping them adult better, helping them Air Force better. And so taking account of what my skills were, I looked for something that would be more so than a paycheck or a 9-to-5. And this job is it. I get to sit across the desk from America's heroes. I get to listen to their stories. And at the end of the day, I do my very best to help them. I help them not be frustrated. I help them receive the benefits that they're due. And I just get to help them.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned Air Force, so I'm going to assume that you are an Air Force veteran?
Yes, ma'am. I entered the Air Force January 10th of 1991 and retired April 30th of 2020. It was 29 years, 3 months, and 21 days, if we were counting.
Oh, my goodness. And what did you do, or what were the various jobs that you had when you were in the Air Force?
For the first 17 years, I was an airborne computer technician on the E-3 AWACS. So I flew all over the planet, made sure their computers worked, and got to watch the air war from 35,000 feet. The last 13 years, I volunteered to go be a sensor operator on the MQ-1 and MQ-9 program.
I have no idea what that means.
People refer to them as the drones.
Oh, okay.
So we got to literally track the enemies of America and ensure that they were what they needed.
So now I understand why, when my headset wouldn't fit into whatever this thing is called, you knew to take off this one end and it would have a different end in there to plug in.
Yes, ma'am. Predominantly computers have ruled my life.
It took the Air Force to figure this out. Thank you. Thank you. Now I understand. I like it. Well, you mentioned a few already, but let's do a little bit of a bullet list of some of the services that you help our veterans access.
So the interesting thing is people say the Veterans Administration, but it's actually three administrations rolled into one. There's the Healthcare Administration, the Disability Benefits Administration, and then there's basically Cemeteries and Burial Benefits Administration. And sadly, they don't all talk as well as they should, being in the same house and the same family, but we're here to help veterans navigate the requirements to access their benefits for each one of those administrations.
I think this is an important distinction. You don't, or Bonner County doesn't, or your office doesn't actually provide the service, but you have the forms and the access and the information and the how-tos for veterans to get the benefits in health, in disability, and in cemetery and death benefits, correct?
You're absolutely correct. And so what I like to tell people is that the fellow citizens of Bonner County and Bonner County leadership cares enough about its veteran population to provide someone, who happens to be me, to the veterans so that they don't have to be frustrated or, you know, just frustrated with the myriad of trying to figure out which form and then try to figure out how to fill out that form and then try to figure out where to get that form to.
You know, we're not going to, you know, I don't even want to bring it up, but there's a lot sometimes that we think that we can complain about with our Bonner County government or any government entity for that matter. But it feels good in my heart to be able to say, yes, they got this one right, that they would value our veterans enough to provide an office and to provide a team or a secretary and whoever else is on your team to help our veterans access what they so rightly and righteously deserve.
That is, again, you are correct. and it makes you feel good because the state of Idaho has a division of veteran services and they have veteran service officers at the state level. And they help and oversee the county veteran service officers. And so it, through training, through synergy, through teaming, through all those words that say working together makes the product better is exactly what the system looks like. So we work with the state veteran service officers too, and they QC our work as well. So
QC our work?
Quality check our work.
Oh, this is so government. This is so military with all of the acronyms. I know.
I apologize.
No, it's all good.
You can take the guy out of the Air Force, but you can't take the Air Force out of the guy.
But yeah, it's because they're government programs, so they just love, what are they? Why do they, it's always a mystery, you know.
Well, when you look at it, you have 16.2 million veterans in the United States of America. Wow. Of those 16.2 million veterans, they have served from, we'll say, the East Coast of the United States all the way to Pennsylvania, the long way around. They have served from the North Pole all the way to the South Pole. They have served from World War II all the way to yesterday. So accessing the benefits individually that that person understands, there's not a cookie cutter design to go by.
That's 16.2 living veterans?
16.2 million.
I had no idea there would be that many, but just since World War II. Well, probably before that, they have passed on to glory.
We're losing World War II. We're losing our Korean. We're losing our Vietnam veterans.
Yeah.
And so that's where, you know, it being Veterans Day, take that time to sit down and listen to a story.
Yes.
Because that oral history that they have to pass to you is disappearing daily.
You know, it's interesting that you mention that because I've done quite a few veterans programs through the years and invited different veterans on, and Brian, and some veterans do not want to talk about their service. Not so much that they're upset about it. I guess I don't know the right words, but that they just don't want to go there. They just don't want to go back and go through that with you. But some do have stories that they are willing to share.
You're absolutely correct. And some of their stories, you don't need to hear because they went and did it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get into that genre of stories, those are not for public consumption, basically.
Right.
Because that's their burden that they carry.
Exactly. And that's their completely legit decision. All right. A couple of questions about jobs. Did you mention Department of Labor, that you have kind of a connection there for veterans?
I have connected with them. And he's helping me with the, basically the path from homelessness to homed, both short-term, mid-term, and long-term. I'm still not 100% on it, but it starts out by relying upon entities within the community, and then it switches over to governmental in the mid-term, and then long-term solutions are available.
Do we have specific housing here in Bonner County that is set aside, or it's specifically available for veterans, whether it's just like temporary and some kind of, long-term hotel motel kind of until they can get situated, or long-term rental apartment?
There are a few organizations that work on immediate need in Bonner County, but most of the services are coming out of Coeur d'Alene and Spokane.
Okay.
And so we team all across the area to make sure that people don't fall through the cracks.
What about education? What kind of support do our veterans receive based on education?
So there is, I think there's actually three different GI bills that people are eligible for right now. And it depends upon when they served and if they, you, your first year of service, you give $100 a month into the GI bill, and then you get the benefits out of it after you separate, or you're able to, one of the programs, you're able to transfer those benefits to your spouse or your kids if you're not going to utilize them.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
We help you figure out what your benefits are, and then we work with the schools. We basically point the veterans at the schools, because I know each one of the schools that has a presence in Sandpoint, as well as the majority of the schools I've touched base with in the Spokane, Washington, down in Boise, they all have a veterans office that is able to
help
guide you.
These are like colleges or junior colleges or trade tech.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Even, you know, if you have a Title 41 or 141 flight school, you can utilize your benefits towards,
you know,
obtaining a pilot's license.
I have a question, and this may catch you without, you know, that you wouldn't know it off the top of your head, but like if you had to take a percentage of veterans in Bonner County and those that could use but don't take advantage of like the education component. I mean, what's the percentage of veterans that actually seek out these services? Is it high? Is it mid?
It feels like it's about half.
About 50% of
about
our
half.
Eligible veterans.
Yeah, and there's a lot about going back to school that causes people anxiety, whether it's time, it's the dedication of effort, you know, I tell people the hardest class you're ever going to take is the first one, because you work through all the self-doubt and the, okay, this is the dedication that I'm going to have to give to this effort.
Yeah, or I'm too old and everybody else in the class is going to be 19 or 20 and I'm 26 or whatever.
Yeah,
or 36.
Or you're 46.
Yeah, exactly. I just think that is really a tough deal. You know, plus there was kind of a hiatus in maybe your earning power while you're taking time out for education. Your income might take a hit, and that's a discouragement.
There is.
Even though in the end it'll pay off, hopefully.
I believe so. But I also tell people that the only thing that nobody can take away from you is an education.
Right.
They can take everything else you have.
Yeah. All right, another question before we get over here to Dante after our break is, I didn't know until recently about the death benefits. I don't know why I didn't know that, why it would surprise me, but they are really important benefits for all of the veterans to be aware of, because it's really for their family.
It is.
That is an honor to the family of the veteran. So tell us about that, what it is, and again, how they can access it.
Again, there's a myriad of death benefits, and depending upon when you served, where you served.
So it's not equal? Like if you're in Korea, it's different than Afghanistan? Or
no, not necessarily. It's more like, did you serve during a wartime period?
Okay, or how
okay.
many years did you
yeah.
serve?
And okay. then, you know, what did you, it's sad to talk about, but it's like, what conditions did your husband or your spouse pass from? If it's connected to one of their service-connected disabilities, then your benefits are different than if it's a non-service-connected death. You know, you basically get a death gratuity, you get a headstone, presidential certificate, a flag, the ability to be buried in a state veteran ceremony or cemetery, and the national cemeteries as well. But each one of those has a different set of criteria that we help you work through.
That is really interesting, and even more emphasizes how important your office is to help a veteran figure out what they're eligible for, how to access it for themselves, but for their family, certainly.
And you get to take people from what could be one of their worst days to maybe not such a bad day.
Really? Yeah, exactly. And it actually does make sense to me, whether it's length of service or what the connection is between the death and military service. I mean, that would be true of a lot of situations that are not military, when your insurance will or will not kick in. That's just the life we live on. All right. Well, gee, that's a lot of good information. We've got a lot more coming your way, everybody. Don't go anyplace. We've got information coming up with Dante Rumor, which is going to be mental health jujitsu. I cannot wait to get into that. You're going to want to hear all about it when we get back from these messages.
Hello, this is Scott
and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us. 208-265-6406.
What's new at Mountain Traders? Sacred Seed Homeschool Store is now open, a cozy cabin dedicated to buying and selling quality used homeschool curriculum. Also, now hosting Righteous Canine, basic to advanced dog training. Contact Mountain Traders for class schedules. There's always something new to see at Mountain Traders. It's not just another store, it's an experience. Mountain Traders Local Trading Post, located on Highway 95, 10 short miles north of Ponderay. For info, go to mountaintraders.net.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at Bartesian.com/radio. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at Bartesian.com/radio. That's Bartesian.com/radio for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at Bartesian.com/radio.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
Hey, everybody, thanks for sticking with us today. We have a great program coming your way on 97.1 FM, 1450 AM for all of our Boundary County friends up there. And you can catch us anytime on your anywhere, on your computer or your phone at NorthIdahoRadio.com. And that's live, but you can also go and listen to the recordings. It's a little bit interesting. I don't know. Is interesting the word, Pat? I don't know. We have got recordings of my program back to October 2020, which is enough to put anybody to sleep for the next 10 years. Anyway, check it out at NorthIdahoRadio.com. All right. We've got Tom Lindley here with Bonner County, the director of Bonner County Veteran Services. And now we're going to turn our attention to Dante Rumor, who is a Marine veteran. Dante, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for your service.
My honor.
You are another American hero. Thank you. And would you be willing to tell us just a little bit about your service in the Marines?
Yeah, I'll give a bit of a background on my service. It kind of ties into my whole, it's where, you know, this part of my story began. But I served in the Marine Corps from 99 to 04. During that time, obviously 9/11 happened, which kind of redirected my service, and ended up in, I was in Okinawa, Japan, when 9/11 happened. I was hoping to stay there and stay with that group of Marines I was serving with, but that didn't end up being the case. I got stationed in Colorado as part of a funeral and color guard detail. Mm. My main job was communications, but we just ended up doing a lot of funerals in color guard. And a lot of that was, you know, Marines that had served, you know, different eras. So we were burying World War II Marines, Vietnam Marines, Korean Marines, peacetime Marines. But then obviously during that window of time, the killed in action from Iraq and Afghanistan was increasing. So we were traveling. We had a five-state obligation. So we were doing funerals for Marines that were killed in action. And so during that time, we'd do funerals like for someone who was killed in action. We'd have senators there, still, you know, a lot of energy around the wars and service members and patriotism. So there'd be these big funerals, lots of press. Then we did a funeral and we showed up to a cemetery that we'd go to frequently, and it's small. And so in my mind, okay, well, we're burying another World War II or Vietnam Marine. And I'm sitting there, and it's all young people, young mother, and I start to realize, okay, well, this is a little different. And turns out it was a Marine that had deployed to both Iraq and Afghanistan and then taken his own life. Mm-hmm. And no senators, no Fox News, no interview, none of the craziness. And just of note, his mom was like, looked exactly like my mom. So it was an intense experience for me. And I left that thinking like, man, what a shame that there's no publicity. This Marine's not recognized. Whatever he experienced had impacted him so much that he took his own life. And, you know, then 2 weeks later, we're back at another killed in action. Then we got senators, we got governors, we got speeches. And it just was something that sat with me for forever. It's still there. So also, since I ended up at that duty station, all my friends were deploying, pretty much everyone I know. I joined the military. We went with a large group, probably 12 of my close high school friends from two high schools went to the military. And of that group, I was one of the only ones that didn't deploy. So I was watching my friends come back and just having a tough time. Lots of my friends had multiple deployments during that window of time. So when I got out, that led me, I had a little twinge of guilt for not deploying. I had a really strong passion for helping my fellow veterans. So I was very fortunate that a Vietnam veteran service officer from the DAV caught me as I was leaving the Marine Corps, and I had no idea about my VA benefits. I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just ready to go to school and, you know, figure stuff out from there. But this Vietnam veteran grabbed me, ran me through the whole getting my benefits going, telling me what was there for me, making sure I followed up. And so pretty soon, fast forward a little bit, I'm going to school, and all of a sudden I'm getting appointments for my injuries. I sustained quite a few training-related injuries. And then pretty soon I have VA benefits rolling. And okay, well, that's cool. That's helpful. But I went through a degree in psychology, a degree in clinical social work, which I used my GI Bill, and I had a GI Bill bonus, which was really helpful. But then I ran out before I finished my master's degree. Someone else helpful came along the line and pointed me towards Voc Rehab, which is now called VR&E, which Tom did not mention, but is a really solid education benefit that I think, you know, a lot of us could benefit from using. Pointed me in the direction, helped me finish my master's degree. And then that led to, as I was finishing, or while I was going through my master's degree, I got an internship with the Spokane Vet Center, which at the time we called the best kept secret in the VA. If so, for those who don't know, the Vet Centers are a program under the VA umbrella, but we have, I'm not with them anymore, but they have their own chain of command started by Vietnam veterans for veterans to make sure that veterans had a place to go for their mental health that was outside of the VA, that was more community-based, smaller organizations, mostly staffed by veterans. Like when I was at the Spokane Vet Center, the whole staff was veterans for most part. So veterans that had got out and gotten degrees in psychology or social work or one of the fields. So I found myself with an internship there, and it couldn't have been a better time in our country's history for me to be following that passion with the amount of military members we had and veterans coming back from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the amount of Vietnam veterans we had who were retiring after spending most of their working career working 60, 70 hour weeks to not think about things. Mm-hmm. And so at the time I came in, the vet center was relatively small, but it was growing from both ends because we had the Vietnam veterans retiring and large numbers coming back. And so the Spokane Vet Center was a really formative experience for me. And like I said, I was there at the right time because we went from being small to being the most productive vet center in all of the U.S., which is quite remarkable if you think about all the other communities. But we just were just getting out there, getting the word out, doing a lot of outreach.
You know, let me just insert one quick thought is that in a way, my heart, I'm happy or I'm glad, but my heart is heavy that we have now gotten to mental illness, mental health as an issue for our veterans, because we were just talking about veterans that maybe don't want to go to wherever it is that they went through, and with good reason. But that mental health is definitely an issue, and that's the issue that you've really dedicated yourself to, Dante, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, full commit. I was jumped right in. I poured myself into it for a better part of 15 years. But, you know, when I think of veterans and mental health, you know, it's like if you go to, you graduate high school and you go to a year of college, that's going to change you. It's going to impact you. But for, you know, I was just speaking for my generation, the Iraq, Afghanistan generation, you're going to get out of high school and go deploy. You know, like the large numbers would deploy in multiple deployments. The military is great at preparing you physically for the demands of war. You got boot
but
camp.
But not
got,
that transition back.
Well, and also maybe not the emotional content you're going to experience. You know, how many 18-year-olds have been to a funeral, much less watch buddies get hurt and injured, you know?
Right.
And or just even go to a third world country or a country that's been impacted by war and just have all these experiences. You know, it's just a lot of us don't have quite
you
the
know,
emotional.
I have done interviews, several actually through the years with the Boundary County and Bonner County chaplains, and they are saying similar. It's not, I don't think, as intense as with the military. I don't know if we can compare, but for our police officers, ISP, our sheriff deputies, our EMS, and our dispatchers, they go through these terrifically emotional situations of people and children hurt or killed. And somehow in previous years, it was suck it up. You know, you're a man or you're a military woman, man and woman or woman. And so just get on with it and bury it. And that is the worst thing, and there are now many more services and money being made available through our government at the state level and maybe even at the federal level for our first responders, fire, police, ISP, because they go through a similar thing. And so it's really rewarding to know that at least it's better now, right? Is it better for veterans, whether they avail themselves of services or not? At least it's there to acknowledge and recognize the emotional, not just the physical, but the emotional trauma of what they see, what they do, whether they're not deployed and they're supporting it or whether they're actually in it. Is that a fair statement that, I mean, there is some growing recognition of that being an issue? Because we know suicide for our veterans is an issue.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, health and mental health care is more accessible now than ever. And, you know, hopefully
So tell us about jujitsu. I want to get to the solution that you have found and what. So tell us, what does jujitsu do? What does mental health jujitsu provide for our veterans?
Yeah, so just a little context. So another part of my career that's been super valuable, and I feel very fortunate, is to be able to offer, in the office, mental health support for our veterans who deployed to combat for military sexual trauma and Gold Star families and their family members. That was our main group that we work with at the Vet Center. But I've also been part of creating and facilitating 4-day retreats. I've ran over 50 retreats with other community partners, Wounded Warrior Project, Veterans Community Response, which is based out of Spokane. But I've also gone whitewater rafting, skiing, mountaineering. I've gone up to the top of Rainier with a group of veterans and done functional fitness. Here in Sandpoint, one of my programs that I kept going after I left the Vet Center in June of this year is a veterans jiu-jitsu program that we still have going here in town at SBA Pondere. And that's for veterans and law enforcement first responders.
Ooh.
So that's a program.
Very cool. Yeah, I didn't know that when I was talking to the chaplains. That didn't come up.
Yeah, so that goes every Monday and Friday, 7:30 to 8:30.
And it's just for military veterans and first responders.
Law enforcement, yeah.
Law enforcement, yeah.
Yeah, but I've long had a passion for the martial art. Jiu-jitsu, which you asked earlier, what does it mean? It's the gentle art, right? So I named my private practice when I left the Vet Center in June. I named my private practice Mental Health Jiu-Jitsu, and my little slogan is the gentle art of mental health. So even though my practice is called Mental Health Jiu-Jitsu, it's not necessarily based on the martial art jiu-jitsu, but it's based on the gentle arts, based on the concept of having a relationship with our internal environment, with our thoughts, our emotions, our memories, all that stuff that every human experiences internally. So what I've developed over my career of mental health is helping individuals, and it's been predominantly veterans and veterans family members and Gold Star families, but is to help them relate to these experiences they've had and then the internal challenges that come up from that, whether it's memories.
And deal with those internal challenges. Hold that thought right there. We're up against our last break. We're going to take that break right now. Listen, don't go anywhere because we've got more to this story we're talking about.
There's two kinds of people in the world, those who own a Coyote tractor and those that wish they did.
Ah, I love my tractor.
Jordan Sales and Service has you covered this winter with a Coyote enclosed cab tractor. Include your choice of Coyote attachments, from snowblowers to snowblades. See your new Coyote tractor today at Jordan Sales and Service, 715 North Pleasant View Road in Post Falls, or online at jordansales.com.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Pondere, 208-263-6820.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
The Hydra Steakhouse opens 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Come on in for nightly specials, famous prime rib, seafood, chicken, and pasta dinners. Or swing into the lounge with a full bar, try a tasty appetizer, and check out the house-made signature cocktails, beer, and wine.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Join Macy's and Big Brothers Big Sisters to empower kids across the country to reach their full potential. Throughout the holiday season, donate online to Big Brothers Big Sisters or round up your Macy's store purchase up to 99 cents and donate the extra change. You'll help make meaningful matches between adult volunteers and children, creating positive relationships that have a lasting impact. Give a little to make a big difference and find out how we're empowering brighter futures at Macy's.com/purpose.
With a change of season, it's a good time to take a trip to Under the Sun in downtown Bonners Ferry. You'll find a treasure trove of unique gifts, new fall and winter accessories arriving daily. And there's women's consignment clothing boutique in their basement. Enjoy the downstairs market or just relax in the upstairs loft. And you can find something delicious to eat or drink in their bistro. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, thanks for being with us. You know I like it when you take us along for the ride. We're talking today with Tom Lindley. He's the Director of Veteran Services for Bonner County. Thank you, Bonner County, for providing this service and funding this office. We're also talking with Dante Rumor, and he is a Marine veteran. Wow, your story is so amazing, and what I want to say, Dante, is instead of bringing you down per se, you found a way not only to come back up from the issues that you saw when you served for funeral services and as a color guard for older veterans and KIA veterans, but you found a way out that now you share with other veterans, out of that mental depression, mental depth, whatever. Is that a good way to say it? And so my question is, how is it that jiu-jitsu actually helps people, get stronger physically and mentally?
So I've been in a long going conversation with my sister, who's a widow, and her husband had a pretty traumatic death from cancer. And she found running for her was her outlet. And so our little joking conversation is, okay, well, what's better, mental health or for mental health, running or jiu-jitsu? And so
the answer is yes.
Yes, it is yes. But when you run or when you take a walk or when you go to the gym, you're doing it mostly by yourself. Jiu-jitsu is in relationship to other people. And so not only are you physically exerting yourself, but you're interacting with another person.
It's like contact jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, jiu-jitsu. Very much so contact. Yeah, fat lip. I have fat lip right now from
it. Oh, my goodness.
But that's not, yeah. But,
I hadn't noticed that until now. I thought it was just normal.
Yeah, I took a knee to the mouth on Monday. But that's not a common. That's just, we got a little rough. It's also, so when you're in relationship to something, and that is, for me, what, you know, we can practice with mental health is how we're relating to our external and internal experience. And jiu-jitsu just puts us in a place where we're relating to an external situation and we're relating to our internal situation. So the first year of jiu-jitsu for anyone is really dealing with your own internal environment when you're learning how to survive, basically. I could go on for hours about this, and I won't, but it's things where you have training partners. And I think in life, it's good to have good training partners. You have a mentor, you have a coach. It's good to have a mentor and a coach. So there's all these things. You have community, right? And the community is huge. Like one of the veterans that comes, he calls it his third place where he goes to connect and have community. So there's all those elements. And on my website, which is mentalhealthjiujitsu.com, it's a very bland website. I just put all my writing up on there and how to get a hold of me. And so if you just want to read my writing on what I write about the value of jiu-jitsu and what I call mental health jiu-jitsu, it's all up there. And then that just kind of gives all my bullet points in a little
description.
You know,
your whole
there.
Comment about relationship really resonates and really rings a bell, because isolation, even if you're trying to do stuff, but yet you're isolated, it is not a good place. Yeah, there is some time when you want to be alone, like, you know, and do your thing. But relationship is so important, because when I go to the gym, I'm in a group of people, and I miss a week or something. I come back in, they all welcome me back in, want to know where I've been. It feels good. And when I teach water aerobics, it's a class. It's a group of people that I know. Sometimes there's a new person, but sometimes there are return people. And so this whole relationship thing for mental health, it covers everybody out there listening to us today, but I think I want to say especially our veterans and our first responders, because there's just this extra emotional burden that I don't have, that you guys and our American heroes have carried for us. So it is a relational thing, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Just on that, like, I try and talk with my veterans about the difference between solitude and isolation. And
yes.
Little solitude, very good.
Yeah.
Isolating.
Yes.
Not very good.
Yeah. And so the third home, or what it was like for me, I guess I'd say family, church, and then my posses, that I've got different posses around town. So is that. I want to get back to Tom real quick, and that has to do with the connection, which is also is how to contact you if they have more questions, which I'll bet people do, how to contact you, and the idea that you can also help them and get them guided in other health benefits, including mental health jujitsu, but other health benefits they can avail themselves of, correct?
You're correct again. If you Google Bonner County Veteran Services, it'll take you to our webpage on the county site, and
okay.
Our phone numbers and our email addresses are there. I think even our pictures are there.
All right.
When you talk about VA health benefits, there's won't bore you with the fact that there's 8 different categories, again, based upon when you served, if you're service-connected for a disability, if, you know, if you're a Purple Heart recipient, a Medal of Honor recipient, it runs down the entire list. And again, each one of those categories has a different thing. But what I tell veterans are my priorities for them are, number one, are you okay? And if the answer is no, that's fine. But we're not going to progress until we get you okay, because that's the most important thing, because nothing else matters if you're not okay.
Right.
And then the second
step. In whatever
step,
area you're not okay, whether it's income or housing or education or mental health or physical health, yeah, or all of the above.
And then the next step is, are you receiving the medical care you need to deal with your disabilities?
Do you deal with the service provider over in the old
Coldwater
Creek?
We team campus with them, and they talk to us. They ship us people. I ship them people. And it's all about teaming with somebody else to create a net so that fewer and fewer people fall through it.
It's just like Dante was talking about. There's a difference between, you know, being alone sometimes, but being in isolation. And both of you, I'm seeing, are drawing our veterans. And Dante, I just so love that you include first responders, drawing them out of whatever isolation they may be in because of what they can't handle.
Yeah, I literally exist to help you guys, but you have to come see me.
Exactly.
Or call me.
So Bonner County Veteran Services, Google it. You will find it. It will pop up easy. His name is Tom Lindley. You can find this guy. And Dante, you are mentalhealthjujitsu.com. I found you easily. I just kind of Googled mental health jujitsu. I didn't do the .com. And there you were. But it was a Psychology Today link that I found. All right. Interestingly enough, we're going to have to let that be the last word. I have a feeling I'm going to have you guys back, because we have other days that we honor veterans, and that we say how much we want our veterans to know that not just that they're loved, that's but that they are help, that there is help available. We missed something that you wanted to say. You've got 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Also, we didn't have time to get into our project that Tom and I worked together on. It's called North Idaho Veterans. Go to northidahoveterans.com. It's a connection to all kinds of different resources in our area.
Okay, that is it. I'll have you guys back on. We can talk about that. Come on, check out Mental Health Jiu-Jitsu and Bonner County Services. Next week, we're talking with Envision. They have their whole range of services, but they're also organizing the Festival of Trees fundraiser. So until then, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves and each other. May God richly bless you, and may God bless our veterans.